Hello and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's new week's episode. It is a breaking news special episode. Didn't expect to be doing this midday. Usually Wednesdays are my chill day because, well, I get a chance to play games. I take care of the housework because I don't have a show until this evening. And speaking of which, you do not want to miss tonight's primetime gaming because not only do we have breaking news, not only is PlayStation Nation, including the gaming media, completely not understanding or reading the tea leaves of PlayStation going third party, which of course we will cover in full detail. It's who I have as guests. That's right, with an S, folks, because the Longhouse Gaming Podcast, the entire crew of the Black Skeleton, Supernova, and of course, lead on the mic himself, the Black Viking, will be joining me along with Kay Asante and Hargeet Chani. And it's basically the Longhouse Gaming Podcast takeover that goes live tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Super dope group of guys. Cannot wait to chop it up with them. But speaking of super dope people, I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, with King David, folks. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about Hi-Fi Rush being confirmed by Bethesda to go to PlayStation. Grounded confirmed to be going to Nintendo along with Pentiment and a bunch of Rare games from back in the days. But we're also going to get into the conversation that Phil Spencer had with Stephen Totilo of Axios, where, of course, they talked about Call of Duty coming into Xbox Game Pass along with the entire slate of Call of Duty games. That's happening, folks, I would imagine this year. But King David, who is, folks, a pinch away from 7,000 followers and subscribers on his amazing Xbox channel on YouTube, folks, I think we can push him over the edge right here, right now. If you're not subscribed, I'm gonna throw that link in there. King David, how the H are you, kind sir?
Oh my God, boom. You know, we've been trying to link up for a minute. Work has been holding me back and keeping me away. And you hit me up today and watched the Nintendo Direct and saw some stuff that we needed to talk about. I really would love to be available tonight to be on that show because that panel sounds incredible.
Dude, you. I will send you the link and you are welcome to join us because it is going to be one heck of a conversation.
Yes, it will be. But we got
folks, you got it live on the air. He's King David joining us not only here today now, but he's going to join us tonight. What a treat, King. Absolutely. First of all, outstanding work. Like, listen, we're brothers, we're family. We live 5 minutes from each other. A lot of people don't know that, right?
Exactly.
We got a chance to live with each other for a week in 2019 at E3. I stole your ride.
Yeah, that was
no
true.
One needs to know about that, but they do. Too late. It's already cats out of the bag. And on top of that, folks, he does the Lord's work, if you will, on the Iron Lord podcast. But see, that's something we're going to push off to the side because everybody knows the Iron Lords podcast. Like everybody who doesn't know about the Iron Lords, right? That crew is amazing. They put a show on each and every week that is God level tier. But we're here to talk about, King, your endeavor to your own YouTube channel where you give it raw, live, and uncut. Sorry, Steele, I stole that from you about the Xbox news. Talk about it before we get into the topics. Sell your brand.
Well, I try to do something different. I try to bring that parody, that joke, that flavor, that satire, that humor in a different type of setting. I try to give you know, my family-friendly setting, you know, my setting of the stuff that I love, my collectibles, and just a different take on what I've been seeing everybody else do. Like, when you look at people's channels, a lot of people have either a green screen up or that, you know what, LEDs all over the place, and that's cool. That's what you work with what you have.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm working with what I have, and what I have is a $500,000 statue collection that I love and I want the world to see. So that's the gist of it. And you know, if you're a member, what I do is I go through statues individually. Like, if you can see back there right now, I have the Super Scroll, comic book accurate Super Scroll spinning back there that the members that get a chance to know about that character himself, not the MCU Super Scroll, but the real guy himself. And, you know, we have those conversations. And I'm going to do, when we go to PAX, have this thing is going to be called One-on-One with the King. And it's going to be me talking to all the influential YouTubers and provocateurs, if you will, because that's what they like to call us, in our gaming community and space. And a lot of times, people that are very prominent in Twitter that just happen to be in the area, we're going to have a one-on-one, we're going to have a conversation, we're going to talk, and we're going to dig into some of their deepest fears, some of their best games, different questions that aren't asked by our community. I'm going to have those conversations with them. And it's going to be eye-popping and revealing, but that's, you know, for members. And I'm going to have at least 40 to 50 videos up of different individuals talking about different things, and we're going to have some fun with it.
Nice. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. And folks, if you don't know exactly what podcast we're talking about Xbox Frontline with the King, which, of course, I will drop in the chat link. So if you're not subscribed, well, you get over there and you sub this man.
You notice that I'm piss poor with Brendan, and even though I'm the marketing director,
it's funny because I am here to market everyone's stuff, including my own. But you know what? It's all about helping others, and that's what we try to do here. And speaking of which, we have someone jumping in with us, King, that wasn't expected to be here. Crispy. That's going to bring the heat, Crispy Bomb, who gives the crispy truth. How you feeling, Crispy? Welcome.
I'm feeling good. I must say.
Yeah.
Mr. King David. Salute, bro.
Salute you. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, what did we do? We held the line while these dudes was ducking and dodging, dipping and weaving, looking disgusting out in these streets. Man, oh man. And you see how some of them try to walk it back? It's kind of crazy.
Just a little bit, but I mean, we're gonna get into it because it's an interesting concept, and it's something that at the end of the day, I look at the future of gaming, and it's not us, gentlemen. Love you all to death, but let's be honest here. Just saying.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, which mic are you using? Because you sound a little bit distant.
I'm using a different mic.
Okay.
Can you hear me, though?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. We hear you just fine. Yeah. So
yeah, I'm gonna get my old mic back real soon. But
okay, no sweat. Well, listen, we have you here, brother. We're happy to have you. Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, let's get into the breaking news, folks. Obviously, King, we'll start first with you. This morning, the Nintendo Direct opened up with Grounded. A lot of us thought it was going to be Sea of Thieves. There was some concern about the fact that, you know, the water physics in Sea of Thieves is pretty high tech. And we didn't know if the Switch could run it. We still don't know because it wasn't announced. We seem to be on the same page where this is a Switch 2 game. And Grounded will obviously find its way over to the Switch too. But Grounded was mentioned. Pentiment is also coming. I think Pentiment's going to be available tomorrow, which again, not a big game, but still an Xbox Game Studios game on another platform. And of course, we saw the four Rare games, including Killer Instinct, the OG Killer Instinct, coming over. Dropping today into the Nintendo online shop. That's they have RC Pro-Am. They have a Snakes game, which I think was from the OG NES, and they also have an N64 game that launched with it with the dump trucks.
Yeah, I like that game.
That game is hard as hell. I'm not going to front. That game was hard as H. But
pause.
We all, absolutely pause. Yeah. But King, we also moments ago learned from Bethesda proper that the game on your screen right now, which I have been petitioning not to go anywhere because of how cool the character on your screen is. Well, again, this is why I'm not a business analyst, and I'm just a knucklehead podcaster, and I'm not making million-dollar decisions because I would have never sent it over, but that is me. Well, folks, we have confirmation today, moments ago, that Hi-Fi Rush will be launching onto PlayStation March 18th. I mean, listen, the Crispy Bomb said it, King. The gaming world is changing. I think that a lot of us dinosaurs are going to have to accept that there are certain things that are going to be going over that make monetary sense. They don't all make sense to me personally. I'm a keep your stuff behind your own brand kind of a guy. But again, I also understand that I'm not the audience, but I'm not going to get off my hill. I'm going to be stubborn, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. More people playing Hi-Fi Rush, phenomenal. More people playing Grounded, tremendous. More people playing Pentiment, awesome. This is the world we're living in. Tonight, when King comes back, well, he's going to get into it along with the entire crew from the Longhouse Gaming, as well as Hargi Chani and myself and Kay Asante, to talk about how the gaming media, King, is sticking their heads in the ground about PlayStation going third party, just like Xbox. But we're going to keep it tight here. Let's talk about the breaking news today, King.
Okay, I watched the Nintendo Direct, and I'm glad that they ripped the Band-Aid off early, very quick, very fast, and showed you Grounded. Grounded always made sense to me in the Nintendo ecosystem because it seemed like that type of game. We also got to remember that the ZeniMax deal yielded these gems because they were already going to be put on PlayStation.
Yes.
So all that work that was done is still there. They didn't throw it out. They didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. They kept that right there. And you got to think, maybe Hi-Fi Rush didn't hit those numbers that it needed to hit as a stealth drop, wasn't marketed, was put out, and it went straight to Game Pass. Did it sell a ton? Because it's a game that warrants a sequel, but did it make enough money to get a sequel? Can you get that to the board and get that across the table and justify a sequel when the numbers don't dictate so? So I believe this is the reason why you see it on the PlayStation brand. Grounded, another game that deserves more funding, sequels, more DLC. But if it's segmented to the population of the Xbox brand and inside Game Pass, can we get this game to a place where it sells and that's those sales? Like Phil said, Phil Dominus Maximus Aurelius Spencer, first of his name, said that they can fund the sequels. You got to understand, in business and in strategy, sometimes to get where you have to be, sometimes you got to do some uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
And the uncomfortable things is, I heard Pentiment was really good. Didn't play it myself. And, you know, I have a lot of jokes about the game. You know, I call it Bible the game, but a lot of people say, King, you need to get off that, and it's really good. It plays well. Well, it looks like it plays well on a Nintendo Switch screen. And it looks like a game that a Nintendo Switch can handle. So my thought process with this going forward, we've seen three of the four games. Now, is that fourth game, or is this an outlier? Because I think that Rare Collection dances in the face of that announcement, because those are games that were originally on the Nintendo platform to begin with. So are those games exempt from the four games that's supposed to go over? Because we all assume that Sea of Thieves is one of those games. But is this the game that makes it over in order to make it more palatable for when Killer Instinct goes over to both consoles? You know, everybody says, well, you know, it's just these four games. I think when you release that that Rare Collection over there, I want Killer Instinct on other platforms. I don't think fighting games ever should be segmented to just one platform, ever. So I play Street Fighter on everything. I didn't like when Street Fighter was locked off to the PlayStation ecosystem. I thought it hurt it, to be honest with you. And I think Street Fighter 6 benefited from the fact that it's on all consoles, except for the Switch. And I think the Switch 2 will have a variation of it. I think Mortal Kombat benefits from the fact that it's on all platforms, except for the Switch. I think the Switch 2 also rectifies that with the Game of the Year editions. So my thoughts, especially, you know, Tekken 8 as well. my thoughts when it comes to fighting games is a little bit different because my love for the fighting game genre and knowing how niche we are, that we do need to be everywhere we possibly can, because if it wasn't for Street Fighter II, I don't think that a lot of the gaming that we do participate in now really happens. You know, right. We were stagnated. Street Fighter II ignited a frenzy that brought money back into the ecosystem to video games itself. Developers started making a boatload of money. It got Mortal Kombat. There was competition. Stuff happened that changed our trajectory forever. So if that stuff is segmented to just one platform, I think it dies there. Now, getting to the fact that we are in a crisis, people don't realize how close we are to collapse.
Talk about it, because I think you're onto something. As a matter of fact, I think Phil didn't say as much, but he alluded to it in his conversation. And I think that if you think it was just PlayStation's loss of $10 billion off their stock, it's not. Nintendo lost billions off of their stock too because of the correction that they're not launching the Switch 2 this year. It cost them ultimately, again, I don't know if it's $10 billion, but it cost them
their stock did drop.
It did,
because
yes.
Of the realization that everybody was anticipating a Switch 2 to hit the market. Thank God. The PlayStation 5 Pro is launching, and thank God Microsoft is launching Brooklyn at the end of this year. I will be talking about that a little bit later. But these consoles need to be investing back into our ecosystem. Like, if you're sitting on the edge and you're waiting for a console and you say, well, I'll wait for the revision. Some people don't really get the first generation of a console. Usually they get the second iteration of a console. A lot of people picked up the Slim. A lot of people waiting for the Pro if they want a second console, or they trade in their original console to fund the secondary market like GameStop and such. These things are necessary, to fuel Best Buy market, to fuel a Walmart, Target. We need these things to push the economy. If no one wants to talk about it, we are in a recession and the dollars are coming few and far between. So we need stuff to spark and unite the economy. I understand where we are as an economy and as a community. Do I want to see games interchangeable between the two? Not necessarily, no. But I understand the problems and I understand what we need. And what we need definitely is to be able to migrate games that needs to be seen by both sides, like Helldivers. The numbers came out that Helldivers is selling less on the PlayStation 5 and is engaged less on the PlayStation 5. But could you imagine if that game was dropped on the Xbox? Now, this is a multiplayer game. This is a Destiny-type game. That game should be played by as many people as possible in order to make sure that it maximizes its viewership. So I do believe at some point in time this year, Helldivers will launch on the Xbox platform in order to reach those numbers that it's supposed to reach.
Can I give you some stats that are going to make you scratch your head? Okay, so yesterday, in what has become a norm for PlayStation and its community, Matt Piscitella put out some stats, King David and Crispy Bomb, where he was bullied to the point where he removed his tweet. And his tweet was simply an engagements tweet. As it stands right now, 1 out of 4 Steam members or Steam consumers have purchased and are playing Helldivers 2. 1 in 4. So let's look at PlayStation 5. You know, the console of great exclusives. The ones that on X, instead of playing games, they're playing X. They want you to believe that they are the most diehard of diehard fans. 1 out of every 20 customers bought and are playing Helldivers 2. But I'm going to add some more salt to this, King David. It was brought to our attention by several Xbox websites that as of today, MLB The Show 23 is being played 6 times more on Xbox than on PlayStation. That's a first party studio making that game 6-1.
But that's, you know, you got to look at it as far as Game Pass engagement goes. You know, you really have to look at how far the Game Pass reaches when it comes to getting these games in front of people. What you want to do is you want to get people to try before they buy. Yep. I don't care what anybody says, that works. Now, if you pay your subscription, you're entitled to try whatever the hell you like. But also, while you're trying these games, they do have in-game purchasing. And MLB The Show has that ability to upgrade your purchase to get whatever those like cards are, or the actual show part of it, where you take your character to get them to the big leagues.
You're and all that more other stuff. Inclined to spend the money, King, if you're only getting the game for your $16.99 versus
that part.
$76.43, brother. That is the truth.
That's how I engage with Fortnite.
Yes,
I definitely don't feel the hit, because it's a free-to-play game, and I'm buying skins like it's going out of style. It's just what it is.
But it makes sense. Again, it's how they get in here, right? And it makes you, as a consumer, King, be like, well, I didn't pay for the game, and I'm having a freaking blast. Oh, shit, son. They got all four turtle skins? I'll take them all, right? Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened.
Of course it is. Dude, I don't even play Fortnite. And every time there's a $20 skin, you know what I do? I go, gee, damn it, they get me again. I don't even play this game as much as I should. And I'm buying skins because you know what? Once they're gone,
they're gone. I got a couple of guys that jump on, you know, when we play, and they pull out these vintage skins that I can't get.
Yep.
That they have, and they produce a level of FOMO in me that I'm like, you know what, I can't let this happen, so I'm going to make sure I purchase and I'm playing. But this is what I love, and I do appreciate that. But we're not in the same era of the physical. You know, we're in a digital era, we're always online era, we're in an era of interchangeability, we're in an era of on every screen, and that's all these console manufacturers are. That's their mantra. Hiroki Totoki told you he wants the PlayStation games on every screen. Phil said he wants the games on every screen. The only people that haven't said that is Nintendo. Bowser hasn't come out and said anything. But what Bowser did say is he works well with Microsoft.
He did. Yep, he sure did.
I'm just saying, it leads you to believe that these companies understand what happened with Atari, what they will not allow to happen now, and they do want to guard against Google and Amazon and Apple.
Yes.
You know, with Apple, with the Apple Vision Pro that's out right now, and them opening up the iOS store to get more apps involved, well, they were forced to. We don't know if they're out there actively trying to do a hostile takeover for Sony or whatever. So Microsoft looks at the possible future of a Sony-owned Apple machine that can actually wreak havoc in this environment.
Yep.
And that is something, because they saved Apple at one point in time. So that's something to be fearful of. And I understand why they will keep Kong alive, and they don't want Kong to die. Anybody that gets the joke understands they follow Xbox frontline news.
You know, like the kids like to say, if you know, you know. Right? That's what I'm talking about, King. We're going to come back to you in a hot second, but I do want to bring in Crispy Bomb. But before I do Crispy Bomb, I got to catch up on some of these Super Chats, because there's been quite a few of them, folks. And P.S., by the way, we are a stone throw away from having 1,000 people in the chat. Holy matrimony. Thank you for being here. Super appreciate you jumping in to the breaking news special. You're definitely not going to want to miss Primetime Gaming, because King David is coming back along with the entire crew from the Longhouse Gaming Podcast. And Hargeet Chani is going to drop his knowledge along with the very talented and vocal Kay Asante. at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. Sorry, shameless plug, but I get yelled at by my peers if I don't do that. So real quick, Adidas 20-0 drops the first Super Chat of the day of $5. And he says, what's up, Boom and King? What's up to you, Adidas 20-0? Thank you for the generosity. Appreciate you being here. Raiden Blade, who's been a channel member for 33 months. Dude, that is crazy generous of you. He says this, hello, Boom and King David. Thanks again for the LG 75. Just wanted to thank you. Oh, and Microsoft is about to make bank on Nintendo. That will make SIE and PlayStation fanboys cry. I mean, again, it's one of those conversations, King, that we're going to continue to have. I've said it before, folks. I'm not getting off this hill. There are sacred cows, and I'm sorry, you're never going to get me to agree to a Halo on PlayStation and a God of War on an Xbox. That's because I'm bold, though. I'm a dinosaur, so that's my problem to deal with. Vic, the MF Click. What's going on, Vic? He drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, what's up, Boom and King? I have always said kid games should release where kids game. That's why Ground is perfect. The perfect match for the Switch. Dude, that should be the tagline. You should work in advertising, Vic. That is straight up fire. I mean,
that was dope.
That is dope. Kids game should be released where kids game. It's phenomenal. Joe Dunmore. Joe, my brother, welcome back as always. He's been a channel member for 15 months, and he says this. If Hi-Fi Rush launching on PlayStation means we get a sequel and a cartoon series, I'm down for it indeed. And I think that's, you know, you heard Phil say it. I mean, I know people are like, oh, Phil's a liar. Phil doesn't know what he's talking about. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, he has the name of Phil Dominus Maximus Aurelius Spencer for a reason. And if you didn't know, I don't know. He saved Xbox, so he kind of knows what he's doing. We also have here Highlander 001 gifts once again. 5 Double Barrel Gaming memberships. Brother, that is just, the generosity is outrageous. Thank you so much for the outstanding support. We super appreciate that here. Crispy Bomb. Okay, so there's a lot to get into. Mind you, we haven't even crossed the line of where Phil Spencer said that Call of Duty is going to be in Game Pass, and I think that starts this year with Black Ops Gulf War. So what we're dealing with is Hi-Fi Rush announced for PlayStation. We have Grounded announced to open the Nintendo Direct, which is pretty dope. And, of course, we have Pentiment. Now, again, Pentiment, not my kind of game, but maybe people are going to dig it. And, obviously, it was a passion project from the, you know, lead of that studio. A lot of people played it. They enjoyed it. It was high 9 rated. Again, not for me, but it's going to be for somebody. People are going to play it on the go. They're going to enjoy it. Well, Xbox is officially third party. Now, we kind of knew, you know, with Call of Duty and owning Activision that they were going to remain that way. But now we're starting to see some Bethesda games in there. And, of course, Rare being a part of Xbox Game Studios, that is expected to launch potentially at the end of the year. But so far, today, we have games from Bethesda. Talk about it, man. What are your thoughts?
I mean, we have to realize that things are going to change. Yep. They're going to change. And to sit here and act like this is my walled garden and I'm going to deal with it until what? You perish? What are we talking about here? I mean, this is where I go and say, look, okay, like, most of these games that we're talking about right now, I give zero issues about. I don't care. It is what it is. It's about facts, not feelings. And if they're partnering with the largest console base of all of them, and I mean, I couldn't believe Nintendo of America put that tweet out. I honestly could not believe it. And people are ignoring this fact, but I've never seen them do that with anything but their own first party.
Yep.
That is interesting. And that's where I go and say, they're having conversations that we have no damn clue about. let's be honest, that for that game, and I believe it is a focus of Microsoft right now to have that game launch in a good state.
Yeah.
And that's where you go and say, you know what? If Switch 2 is announced, and I mean, I could see Hi-Fi going to PlayStation. They're single player narratives.
Yeah, that's coming out March.
That's okay. I am cool with that. But let's not act like, you know, like Helldivers 2 right now is like PC based mostly. And a lot of these dudes might be acting like PlayStation gamers, but they're playing on PC. That's okay for us Xbox gamers. I don't care. I got a kid upstairs that plays on PC all day. He's playing Subnautica 2 right now. I don't even know what that's about. You know what I mean? Like, I showed him Subnautica 1 when it came to Game Pass, and he didn't have a PC. And now all he is PC gamer. They don't care, bro. Like, that's where I go and say, like, people, you got to relax. Like, and I know I'm younger than both y'all, but let's be honest here. Like, you got to – I used to play an arcade. It was like Namco, Midway, this, that. You know what I mean? Like, you were just like, well, what game looks good? I don't care about that. I don't care about that name. And you know what? Is it bad? I think Grounded is going to kill on the Switch. If it
I hope so.
Right.
At launch. Let me just throw something in there. Shout out to Reese in the chat. Obviously, I misspoke. Grounded and Pentiment are Obsidian. Somehow I said Bethesda. Bethesda is obviously Hi-Fi Rush, and on those other ones are considered, you know, part of Xbox Game Studios with Obsidian, who is considered, you know, quote unquote, first party outside of the publishers from Bethesda and Activision. So thank you for the shot, for the correction. I don't know why I mixed that up, but thank you, brother. Please continue, Crispy.
I just want to say, like, regardless of how you feel, like, I don't have a louder voice than King David will ever have. But I'm going to tell you right now, you hold the line and you hold it for a reason. I'm the one that said, let Gears come to PlayStation. We will smash that booty so hard. Pause. But I'm just saying, let's be honest here. There are communities involved. And I'm going to tell you right now, I talked to prominent people in the community, and they all said, go for it. You understand? And I'm a gearhead. Like, you want to call me a stan? Call me a gear stan. That is it. I love Xbox because their controller is really good, and their ecosystem has never effed me. Okay. Yeah. And I've had the latter. I've been a PlayStation dude. Okay. I want SOCOM to come back, for the love of God. Where's Twisted Metal? You have a great show. I mean, Halo right now is about to, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that don't look at Halo, and then they'd be like, oh, you know what? Like, my kids play the game. By all means, let me try it out. Let me see what it's about. I'm never a Halo gamer, but the story always gravitates towards me. Do you understand that? Like, yep. I can't see first person as well as third person. And that's what I love about Bethesda games as well. Like, I'll go back to Starfield over and over again. I'm not going to sit there and try to, you know, have a party about it. I want to play it myself. And it's going to take time because, you know, it has this different aspect, like third person, first, whatever you choose. And then, like, all the cutscenes are first person. I want variety as a gamer. I mean, let's be honest. If you can't have variety and you don't understand it, that's on you. That's not on me. You know what I mean? I can try it in Game Pass and not buy it or uninstall it. I don't have to do any of the latter. I don't have to, like, it's a priority that I have to buy this game because it's in the ecosystem and it's very important. And you must, like, you know, say that it's the greatest thing in the world. That's what I feel like from some PlayStation people. Stans, as I like to call them.
Yep. But
let's be honest. Like, you got to look at the IP and what they're doing. And like I said, if Switch 2 is announced with Sea of Thieves in there, that's a W. I'm sorry.
That's a huge W.
That's the way I look at it.
You're not wrong. I mean, look, look, here's the thing, folks. We're gamers. King and I, of course, like Crispy pointed out, we're older, right? We played in arcades. We actually went to places where people hung out and played games on cabinets. I know, you can't believe
Marvel
that actually
versus
is a thing.
Capcom, bring yes. it back.
Yep.
Listen, I tell the story all the time.
They just had a great update recently.
Yeah, and King will know because obviously he's from the area that where that I'm from. Nathan's, the hot dog people, right? With the really nice French fries used to have had a space in Yonkers on Central Avenue that had 200 arcade cabinets. My pops used to take me and my brother there, well, my brothers, I should say, when we were kids. That's how long ago it was. And obviously, I grew up there. I hung out there. I went there after my long shifts at Funkoland back in the days, right? And yeah, I never forget the first time I played Killer Instinct. You heard it over all of the noise in the corner. I was like, my God, what is this? So yeah, I mean, listen, things are changing. I'm not going to sign off on some changes. That's just because I'm stubborn. You're not going to see me bend the knee, but King, I want to get your hot take on some of the rhetoric that's going on. Obviously these changes, they have happened. No, now it's no longer talk. Mm-hmm. PlayStation has Hi-Fi Rush. Nintendo has Pentiment and Grounded. And we would imagine that Sea of Thieves is going to get there at some point, whether that is current me maybe for the end of the year or because the system isn't capable the Switch 2 as a launch game, right?
Right.
Maybe Hi-Fi Rush joins that conversation in when the Switch 2 launches, whenever that is. So that would be right. Another launch Xbox title launching. What are your thoughts on the rhetoric of people just coming to terms with that this is happening and there's really nothing we can do about it? Would you consider that bending the knee? Because I'm starting to see the talk. And I'm here to tell you, Sony players, folks, don't be sitting in the corner laughing just yet, because Hiroki Totoki, hey, let me tell you something. You folks are down so bad that some of your websites are literally changing what the man said to fit your narrative. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Good. You know, and you know what? I'm even going to mention a website, Engadget. My God, can you folks actually do the work? Like, I do the work. I pull the articles. I read them forwards and backwards. And if I get it wrong, just like I did saying that two games were from Bethesda, I get it right by telling you that, listen, I got it wrong. But they didn't do that. King, what are your thoughts to my question? Is there a sense of bending the knee to accepting that, well, Microsoft is in to make money?
Well, let's think about it this way, right? Crispy Baum said something that was very important. He likes SOCOM. Did SOCOM underperform? Why?
Probably.
Why did it underperform? Because it wasn't readily available on all consoles. A multiplayer game, which is like Call of Duty, was not everywhere like Call of Duty. Sony forgot exactly who Sony is. Sony was a third-party developer from the inception until they started making consoles. And then they started putting brand identity together. And what a lot of us realize, selling hardware used to be what they had to do. Nowadays, you don't got to sell hardware in order to get your software onto another platform, to a large audience. Resident Evil 4 is being played on my phone right now. Galaxy S24 Ultra right here. Playable. With no problem.
Mm-hmm.
What people have to do, and we're old, stuck in the mud dudes. And this is for us console warriors, because man, listen, I love to stick it to J-Dub, pause. And and you know, Porter Rock and all of us, and you know, we joke with each other, we have fun with each other, and you know, and this is just console talk. It's just fun. It's stuff to push the needle, stuff to make the day go past. But when we all look at it, we all have all the consoles, to be honest with you. And if they don't tell you that they have it, then some of them is lying to you. But majority of them have everything. I have everything. That doesn't make the brand identity any softer when it comes to your beloved titles going someplace else. But like Chrissy Baum just said, I ain't playing these titles. I'm not. But would I like to play a sequel? Well, of course. But how can I play a sequel if I'm no longer playing it and I put it on the shelf like a hoarder and don't let it get out so I can make some revenue off of it? Listen, it's just like any one of my statues that I have here. When they're no longer in use, I sell them. I trade them. They're not exclusive. But there are certain titles that you don't want to see go over to a competing platform. That's the Halos, that's the Gears, that's the Forzas. Those titles should not go, but here's the conundrum. Microsoft built itself off of multiplayer. Our ecosystem is built off of engagement with other players. So here's the component. Halo's multiplayer is supposed to be free to play. How come it's not free to play on PlayStation? PlayStation removed the browser, so you can't, you could have did it, but it's the browser is no longer on the PlayStation. Excuse me. So if Halo's multiplayer is over there, does anybody have a problem? I have a problem with the single players over there. If Gears multiplayer is over on PlayStation, do I have a problem? No, I have a problem with the single players over there. Unless, and here's the caveat, you're sliding over God of War. You're sliding over Spider-Man.
Yep.
You can't come to the lunch table and expect to have my lunch and don't have anything to barter with. You don't have anything to trade with.
Basically, you're saying that your mama packed you P&J. It's not your bag, but the guy across the table, they love P&J. So you give them the P&J, and you're like, what do you got? Well, if they don't have the meatball sandwich, they ain't getting the P&J.
That part is what I'm talking about. And I honestly believe, and if y'all are ignorant enough to think that Sony and Nintendo aren't thinking the same exact things as far as diversifying their portfolio and getting more money from another fan base in order to make sequels of games that they see the engagement levels as low, you're crazy. Sony could have did this when they bought Bungie, which would have been stupid. But they could have just continued with the same practices that they did before and had exclusive content on the PlayStation platform a year ahead of Microsoft. But they didn't. And that was huge for them. Because they could have continued them same practices that they were doing before they acquired them. Or they could have had PlayStation-only stuff, but they didn't because they knew the moment that they brought Bungie, they were a third-party developer. They knew that Marathon is going to be on Xbox, and if you think they're going to make an inferior version just to push some console war narrative crap, you're crazy. The developer wants to put the best possible game on each platform in order to maximize revenue. So I don't believe that you're going to get a gimped Hi-Fi Rush. I don't believe that you're going to get a gimped Pentiment or Grounded. I believe that you're going to get the best Microsoft has to give because you guys got to buy it. You guys got to pony up that $70 or whatever they're going to charge you for these games. And we're going to find out if you buy games because I'm going to tell you this. Those numbers will come out. And do not tell me those are not the best games that we are sending over because Hi-Fi Rush is critically acclaimed.
Indeed, yeah.
One of the best games. And these are one of the games that pushed Envy and FOMO to you. So now we're going to see if you got the bucks and the nuts to pony up.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, the numbers don't lie, King. And obviously, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, right? That's what they say, right? That's what the kids are saying.
Oh, that's what we need.
Dying, dude. I'm sorry for the language. Oh, my God, dude. That was amazing, dude. I love you, man.
I mean, listen, that's what we're here to do, folks. We're here to have a good old conversation. And, folks, we're 46 minutes in. This was expected to be about 60. And you know, we're going to go a little bit more because we got to talk about and I got to go right back to King David on this. Look, you know, you can take anything Phil says, and some people say, oh, Phil's a liar, which I think is stupid. I just think that if you are saying that, you just are not reading the tea leaves. Well, he did an interview, King David, with Stephen Totilo. Now, he's done a couple of interviews recently. Of course, the big one, which everyone sat back and watched, and I've watched it now six times, and that was the business update with Sarah Bond, obviously Matt Booty, and of course, Phil Spencer, along with it led by Tina Martini, which is she's phenomenal. She did an amazing job, right? He did another interview with Stephen Totilo.
Mm-hmm.
And what came out of that interview, and this is coming the way of folks of not from, I mean, I could just pull the article, but I could do that. And I will give you the who wrote the article and everything, but I'm going to give you the who and where I got it from. Charlie Intel, which of course is a Call of Duty site. They are a Call of Duty brand on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. And they put out a tweet, which I thought was interesting because, folks, there was some concern, and I was the first one to be like, hey, listen, Game Pass can't change, man. I don't care what they do. If it's first party, it's got to be an Xbox Game Pass because that's what they sold us. And that's exactly what has happened, folks, because according to Charlie Intel, based on the interview with Stephen Totilo, Phil Spencer says this on a court. And again, this I'm reading verbatim from the post from Charlie Intel. Phil Spencer says that their intent is for all Xbox games, including Call of Duty, to be available on Xbox Game Pass day one. Says they're still working through updates on back catalog of all the Call of Duty games to get every one of them on Xbox Game Pass. So here is an excerpt from that interview. And it says, item three. Now, again, this is listed by Stephen Totilo. Call of Duty Game Pass update. Microsoft has yet to say when Call of Duty will be added to Xbox Game Pass subscription service, but the flagship Activision Blizzard franchise is still coming. Phil Spencer tells me this, and I quote, our intent is the full portfolio of games from ZeniMax, Activision, Blizzard, and Xbox Game Studios will be on Game Pass day one. And he goes into parentheses, day one equals when they go on sale, which obviously we know that. It goes on to say exactly what that means for Call of Duty is a little fuzzy. Existing Call of Duty games aren't on Game Pass yet. This year's Call of Duty hasn't even been announced, and Microsoft has advised fans that there will be a lag on making this happen. Now, I'm going to stop right there because, again, based on what he said at this business update, it was made clear that Activision games are coming day and date, the same way anything from XGS and the same thing from Bethesda. This all lines up to this fall, King, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Gulf War being the poster child for every box that is branded Xbox. It's going to be on the box, and there's going to be a sticker right next to it that says all Call of Duties available in Game Pass right now. And that's when they're going to launch it. This is a big deal. And I think that we have a couple of super chats and a couple of channel members that are saying that their friends said that when Xbox Game Pass gets Call of Duty, they're more inclined to buy the skins. This is exactly what we were talking about, King. How big of a revelation is this?
Well, I knew for a fact that Matt Booty was a stickler when it came to day and date and Game Pass and sticking to that. I've always heard that he was the one person that was in the building fighting for that. So that's the reason why when they had the so-called business update, like we're shareholders. well, like we're board members, because there's a lot of people that's in this chat. I'm sorry to disrespect your wallet. You do own shares, and like myself and like Boom and others. Listen, Dan Date is a thing. I told people before that they reignited the back and pat program. Yep. Not in the sense that they reignited it like before. They have a boatload of stuff that came back in, and they're combing through all of the catalog to make sure that there's no licensee discrepancies when it comes to games, because they don't want to release a partial catalog. Like, let's say they drop Diablo 4 and they want to drop all the Diablos inside there. They want to make sure that there's no licensee discrepancies at all when it comes to these games. So they want full rollout of things. I thought the bigger thing is this year when the PlayStation 5 Pro releases and they're releasing Brooklyn. The bigger issue is the haptic feedback that's inside Call of Duty for the PlayStation 5.
Yep.
That's a feature that is not available on the Xbox platform. Therefore, you don't have feature parity. Therefore, if you're the platform holder and you are and the developer and you are releasing a game, would you release the inferior version onto your console? Hell to the no. So you're going to make sure when Brooklyn launches this year, that controller has haptic feedback and that you have complete parity across the boards with the PlayStation brand. Now, my bigger thing was the more power that was in the box for the PlayStation 5 Pro. 4K 120. I'll go into later on how they're going to achieve that on Xbox Frontline. But here, I'm going to talk about they will be superior in power. They will be superior in power to the Brooklyn. So we think. A tweak here of clock speed, a tweak there of memory bandwidth, a tweak here and there, removal of hard drives, I mean, of disk drives, changes the cooling system with inside the system itself, and you can yield better performance. So you don't know exactly what Brooklyn will entail until the actual numbers come out, but I believe that it will be close to whatever the PlayStation 5 Pro is. Not exactly on par with power, but not too far behind. And you want parity with features.
Yeah.
I believe that's the biggest thing. So, yeah, you might get a rollout at that period of time when they release Brooklyn with Call of Duty inside the box. I believe that you're going to get it in October. Call of Duty inside the box and Game Pass. Game Pass splattered all across the place.
Yeah.
Letting you know that this is the place to definitively play Call of Duty and play it at the best price. To get the whole catalog all in one spot. That's the way you fight hardware releases. They're both vying for hardware space. Nothing changed as far as they're going to look for shelf space. For us console warriors, the only thing that's going to change is the fact that who's the best third-party developer now?
That'd be Xbox, sir.
Well, PlayStation may have a little something to say there because they're already there pushing Destiny, right? We MLB The Show is already there pushing numbers. So, yes, Microsoft may be the largest third party out of the two, but so far, who's the best right now? And as this moment stands, PlayStation is the best third party developer across the boards. So, let's hope Microsoft can raise to the challenge and beat them at their own game. But Sony has been at this game for a second, and I like to appreciate and thank Sony for being the best third-party developer on across the boards.
That's bait.
I mean, you can't argue with folks. Listen, the end of the day, there is going to be a world where certain IPs, like King was saying, are going to stay. Right? They're going to be your brand identity. I honestly believe that what you see on the screen right now is so special that it could have been, but I don't know the numbers, and I think King really did identify that if you want a sequel, if you want an anime, if you want a Netflix show, they need to put this to sell on other platforms. It is. It's currently going to be available on PlayStation. I still say nay, but again, I'm not a business guy. I'm just a knucklehead podcaster. So it's fun. I still believe, and I think King is onto something when he says that, you know, you can't discount what Sony is doing. And we have it on this channel, that's for sure. I mean, I have a PlayStation 5, and I'm proud to support it. I just don't play it as much. It's my third in the line of the big three. It's because I only play console exclusives, and I haven't been able to play Helldivers for 2 days because of the effing servers being norfed or narfed. It's just it sucks. But I bought the game, and I even spent $10 on an outfit like a knucklehead. But I can't play it. It's very frustrating, to be honest with you. And it's crazy that game got a 9, even though it's fun as all heck. It's broken, and I can't play a $60 game because I bought the deluxe edition. I didn't cheap out and buy the $40 edition. I was like, you know what? I want all the bells and whistles, and I spent $10, and I can't play the game. So yes, they are who we thought that they were. King, great stuff as always. Listen, before I bring in Crispy Bomb, and then obviously we're gonna wrap it up in maybe 15 minutes or so. We'll get everyone out of here because we got to come back tonight for Primetime Gaming. Let me catch up on the super chats we have here. Highlander 001, exactly what I was saying. He drops an additional very generous $5 super chat and says, my friends say once Call of Duty goes to Game Pass, they will be more willing to buy skins for Call of Duty. I can see a lot of Game Pass users doing that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because if you're getting, look, $17 a month is still $17 a month. Now, it is certainly more affordable than buying a particular game here in New Rochelle, New York, which is where we, Mrs. Boomstick and I live, $67.43 after tax. I want to go buy. that's what the standard edition of Call of Duty. And if I want the bigger, the big boy, it's $108. I don't have to buy that being a Game Pass subscriber. And what that tells your consumer brain is that, well, if I didn't have to spend $100 and I only spent $17, that leaves me a lot. Oh, that skin over there, that Ash skin from Evil Dead, I'm buying it. I'm copying. Mm-hmm. And I don't even play Call of Duty online, but I bought the Ash skin because it's Ash from Evil Dead. So I played online and I did pretty good for an old bastard. So not bad. We have Sith Lord here, who's been a channel member for 22 months, and he says this, King and Crispy. Now then, King, the Longhouse and Primetime Gaming crew later tonight. What an awesome day. Too bad it's not my birthday. Call of Duty on Game Pass. Brother, thank you for the kind words, and of course, thank you for the support, Sith Lord. Giggity08, who's been a channel member for 3 months. Brother, thank you so much for the outstanding support. He says this, the Borderlands movie trailer just released, and it's surprisingly look good. Yeah, it does look pretty dope. I'm not going to front. And it looks like Borderlands, which is really hard to do. Yep. J Mac, who's been who drops a very generous $5 super chat, and he says, Lord Sovereign said it best. Xbox has set themselves up to be the biggest third party as well as console owner Xbox World Order. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're going to have hardware and they're going to have a handheld and they're going to be on mobile and they're going to be on cloud and, well, they're going to be pretty much everywhere. So everywhere, and that's the thing, King. People are talking about Xbox. That's all they're talking about.
About Xbox. Well, both of them is saying the same. It's the same story, different sides of the boat. Yeah. Same thing. They one is on the stern and one is on the whatever the hell. I don't know what that is called. On the boat. One is on the butt and one is on the front. Pause. And I'm telling you, they're yelling the same things. If you don't want to hear it, it's okay. But I've been around long enough to hear the double speak coming out of people's mouth. But the thing about Hiroki Totoki is, and shout out to him for being as frank and as blunt as he is, but he's a CFO. That's the chief financial officer.
He's the Amy Hood of PlayStation, just for clarification. Yes.
All he knows is finance, and he don't care about your little feelings or how you feel about your exclusives. Because what he's saying is, can we get money out of that? That's it.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. And you're a businessman, so you understand more than most, King. So Okay, so I'll catch up on the rest of the Super Chats momentarily. As we crossed 1.1K, holy moly. Blessings. We had over 1,100 people in here today. That is some crazy stuff. If you're here, folks, please, for the love of Joe, consider subscribing. Crispy Bomb, let's get your hot take on this. Call of Duty in Xbox Game Pass. And again, I'm going to paint the picture for you because this is how I see the fall going, right? We know there's going to be hardware announcements. King said that there's potentially going to be Brooklyn, which of course is the code name for the discless Xbox Series X. Whether that's coming out or on hold, we don't know, but we have seen it thanks to the leaks. We did hear that it was, you know, they put the kibosh on it, but, you know, we don't know. But I can, when I see this world unfolding for this fall, it is going to be Sony PlayStation folks, maybe releasing a Pro. But you know what they're not releasing with that Pro? A one AAA game that's not a remake or remaster. They have nothing up their sleeves because they told us that the first chance we're going to see it is going to be April of 2025. So that sets up Xbox to do a Call of Duty play, put that game on their service, that picture on their boxes. And they are going to run rampant because they're also going to put a sticker that says every Call of Duty ever released with enhancements is an Xbox Game Pass. What are your thoughts on this, Crispy?
I mean, can we say that it wouldn't be better than that? I mean, it would be pretty good because a lot of stands gave us a lot of ish about loving the One X. Right, remember the Scorpio edition? We all went ham. I mean, like I've said, we are the small majority. We speak like we're a majority, but really we are this small little niche aspect. We have our brand value. We understand our brand value. It's like me looking at some of these new Chiefs fans. Like, come on, bro. you don't think that as soon as I saw Mahomes and he threw 50 touchdowns and, yeah, he lost to Tom, the GOAT? You don't think I said, bro, that's his first year actually starting. What am I supposed to complain about? And then three Super Bowls later. Okay. I'm sorry. This time, Microsoft is not ahead of the curve. They are right with it. And people are going to realize when Call of Duty drops in Game Pass. And did you see the amount of people that tweeted, and it was still Twitter then, when Xbox opened up the servers again?
It was crazy.
Okay. Oh my God. There was people crying that they could play Black Ops. I mean, seriously, that's what gaming's about to me. You know what? If Hi-Fi Rush goes there, by all means, support it, please. Because I want new games. I want games that should be re-released and remastered. Not, you know, 3 years ago. I'm talking 10, 15 years ago.
Yep.
Okay. That actually should be re-released. Be re-released because one company says, you know what? We don't care what you think. And sometimes we need that as a human being. Sometimes a company does things and they got a lot of flack for like a lot of political stuff. They continue to do what they did and they did it before, so I can't hate it. Even though I'm against what they believe, you know, what they've shown, that doesn't mean that I can hate it. They've done it this forever. You know what I mean? You have to realize that there was one company that continues to push it. And when I saw Nintendo of America tweet out Grounded, I said, it's done.
Yep.
They
were officially both, in the Twilight Zone.
They both want Sony to check themselves because they are raking the consumer over the coals.
Indeed, you know,
you can say Nintendo is the same way. No, Nintendo is just following the trend. okay? And they continue to sell way more consoles than you do.
Mm-hmm. So
explain to me how Microsoft, who is technically in third place console sales-wise, going and saying, you know what, Nintendo, you had our back. You didn't say a word. You let us do our thing. You know what? I got you, bro. I got you. We expect something at some point.
Yeah.
And it could be a year down the road, 2 years down the road. But I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like Nintendo's like, you know what? These guys tried to buy us way back in the day, and they're still trying to work with us. Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
Isn't that something that you look at as a human being and you say, you know what? This was bygones back then. We saw it, even Xbox acknowledged it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With the Power On, that whole documentary.
That was mm-hmm.
I mean, really, yeah. It, one of the greatest ones I've ever seen, because I wasn't always an Xbox fan. But I'm going to tell you right now, I look at Phil and I say, you know what? Let's break down some walls. Let's kick them in. Let's be a gamer. And you keep your temples. You keep your Gears, your Halo, your Forza. And I think there's going to be other games added to that.
Yeah,
and that's it. But at the end of the day, it's really Game Pass is the seller. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, Game Pass can become a juggernaut. E-E, 34 million. Watch the end of this year. Y'all gonna be like, "Ah, Crispy, you're lying. You're this, you're that." I'm gonna look at you and be like, "Yo, how's it now at the end of the year?
How's 40 million potentially. You get that Call of Duty day and date, you're gonna see people move over. That's a strong point, dude. Strong point.
That's really all I gotta say. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, me and King, dude, I love you, bro. Like, my man, bro.
You know what's going to be slanderous, gentlemen? You know what's going to be slanderous? That the best playing game on PlayStation 5 this year is not going to be from Sony. It's going to be from Bethesda. It's going to be Hi-Fi Rush. I just cannot wait to see these reviewers, these spineless jellyfish, these mustard hearts, as it were, get out there and review this game. Be like, my God, this is the greatest invention of all time. You're going to see these journalists, these yellow bellies walking 10 back. 10? Oh, yeah, 10 out of 10 for sure. No, 11 out of 10. Who are you kidding? 11 out of 10 is on PlayStation. It just gets extra shine because it's a PS5 game. It's going to be gross. But listen, real quick, folks, before we get everyone out of here, King David, last year, gifted me something very special. And obviously, King understands that I am someone that had a massive back surgery, which cost me my career as a cop. I did 21 years as a New York City police officer, served the community that I grew up in as a kid, which is, you know, super special. Even went back to the same high school and was the youth officer over there. Stories you don't normally hear about because they don't sell papers. But, yep, I was a police officer for 21 years. And I had a freak accident where I hurt my spine and I had to have it surgically repaired. And when it was done, I'm walking. I'm doing everything I could do before. One thing I couldn't do, well, I couldn't be a cop anymore because it requires a lot of lifting, a lot of heaviness. You know, you're carrying 30 pounds of equipment and my back just wasn't having it. So I did my 21 years and I retired. And, well, I turned into be this podcasting kind of a guy and I love it. But I bring all of that to say that last year, the Valari Gaming Pillow Company reached out to me and Mrs. Boom and said, "Hey, listen, we have this gaming pillow, and we think that it not only does it work, but we think that it would work for you." And I said, "I don't know so much about that. I have to see it because I'm not going to sell you something that I don't personally use." So I said, "Okay, let's check it out." And they sent me a pillow. And then a month later, I get a knock on the door and it's a delivery and it's a big old box. And I'm like, what is this? And it was a gift from the Iron Lords and specifically King David, who gifted me their gaming pillow from Valari that is, of course, inspired by the Iron Lords podcast. And it's dope. And it's the one that I use. It's all black. It's got the gold trim and it's got the gold logo. It is dope AF. So after using it, I decided to partner with Volare. And again, we get offers all the time and we don't accept most of them because a lot of the stuff is junk. And if I'm not going to use it, well, I'm not going to try and sell it to you. So being that I actually do use this pillow and it actually does work for someone who is a surgically repaired spinal column like me, I'm here to tell you that if you decide to check out the pillow, you can use the code DBG15 at checkout and you can get 15% off your entire order. And to make it easy for you to check out the pillow, I'm not going to read from the cue card. I had a commercial done by the talented Sean Labrie, and I'm going to play that commercial for you right now, folks. Check it out. And there it is, folks. That's the commercial. Thank you so much for checking it out. Again, if you go to the show notes, the link for the Volare Gaming Pillow is right there. All you got to do is type in the code DBG15 at checkout, and you save 15% off of your entire order. And of course, before we get to outros, folks, let me catch up on the Super Chats. Been quite a few of them. Jax82 has been a channel member for a month. Brother, thank you so much for the generosity. He says, keep an Xbox game studio. I guess he meant keep an eye out for any Xbox game studios as exclusives and have everything else consideration. I don't like it, but I understand why they're making this move. And again, I'm right there with you, brother. I'm the old man in yelling at the sun. That's me. I mean, that's just who I am. We have MF the Great, or MF Great, drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, every time you say Hiroki to Toki, I think everything is going to Toki. I love it. We have here Kale Walker. So, Kale, thank you so much for the support. 32 months of channel member support, brother. That is crazy generous of you. He says, also, PC Game Pass, meaning bringing those games to the Microsoft Store. Yeah, it's a big deal. Bold Alpha Wolfpack, generous friend of the program, drops an outstanding $5 super chat. And he says, PlayStation got to send them the dev kits for Call of Duty. Sarah will know what's under the hood and what needs to be built out to perform the Pro or the PS6 for next gen. I mean, that's certainly a thought for sure, because they do have to send over the dev kit, something that they were not happy about having to do. And they actually said that during the trial. But, you know, in the words of the late, great Richard Pryor, tough titty. If you want to play here, you got to send us your stuff. I have to tell you. Hollywood Rules drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, the mega powers together, my boy, general, and fellow NYPD retiree in the same pod. This industry is changing, and us dinosaurs must change with it. Indeed, brother, that's just true. We just the old men in the room, man. We have Elemental PO drops an outstanding $10 super chat, and he says, Sony has a patent for DLSS3, like enhancement for the new Pro. Microsoft also invested into their own DLSS3, like enhancement as well. Could that hit the Pro when it comes out?
Yes, AI involved.
Yes, yeah. They already have a chip on board that is going to facilitate the upscaling, AI upscaling.
Okay, there you go, folks. And lastly, Buck drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, Crispy Bomb is on fire today, as he normally is, folks. And of course, yes, he'll be back here on Friday morning on Breakfast at Boom. But King, let's sell your brand, kind sir. Obviously, the Xbox Frontline Podcast is something that you do almost on a daily basis.
Yes.
You are currently, and I'm going to go check it out myself to see if you made it to the 7K, because obviously you do great work. Listen, you're famous for the Iron Lords podcast. That's where you found your fame and your fortune. and you give it to the the ponies start to use their word, but you give it to them on a regular basis.
They get that word.
But with that said, the Xbox Frontline News is something that it's a solo project. I want to see you break through numbers that everyone didn't think that you can break through. We'll get exactly how much you have.
I got 6,910. I'm 90 away from 70.
90 away, folks. Listen, there's enough people here to get 90. You know what? Let me drop that link in there, King. Let me just, you know what? Let me drop it in there. Frontline. Here you go. You came thank right you, up bro. On YouTube. Let me get in there. Yep. Folks, I'm going to drop the link for his show. And I would ask, and I don't ask for much, folks. At least I'll never ask for me. I will ask for others. Is to get over there, the 90 subscribers. I think we could do that in the last couple of minutes here. It's right there. I just dropped it. All you got to do is hit the button twice. Once to subscribe, once to hit the bell icon, and you're golden. And, of course, you get news every day from King David Celebrand, brother. Talk about where they can subscribe and, more importantly, where they can follow you on social media.
Well, go to Xbox Frontline News. You can see me there. I drop videos daily. Friday, I have a weekly call-in show.
Yes.
It's at 6:30 p.m. You go to the Discord. You come in, and we talk. I'm the voice of the people. I'm the people's champion.
Yes,
so what you I want are, to sir. Do is have that conversation with the people about what's going on in the industry. So if your voice is not being heard on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever, or in the local bar or your barbershop, or at work, you got that voice over here with me, and I'm here to listen. We also give away weekly coins. So if you ever heard about something called Hold the Line, a little thing that I, catchphrase and coined up, I give away a coin to members every week. So weekly, we give away one coin. Last week, I gave away four coins in commemoration of Phil giving y'all four stimulus packages while I gave away four coins to the people. And it's just something I like to do. I like making the videos. The videos I don't make longer than 20 minutes. The most you will get at like a 20-minute video. The majority of the time, the videos is 8 to 10 minutes of me just giving you an update of what's going on with my spiel on it. And it's satire, humor, comedy, something to get you laughing, having fun, but all in the vein of Xbox humor. So if your Xbox voice is not being heard, I am your Xbox voice. You know how that that skit goes with Obama, and he has the angry Obama voice over his shoulder, and he has the comedian that's behind him, and every time Obama says something, the comedian says what Obama was really thinking? Well, I'm the voice of Xbox, and I'm going to tell you what Phil is really thinking and what everybody else is really talking about. So just come have a good time and have some fun with me, and I'm pretty sure you won't be disappointed.
No, you will not. You'll laugh. You'll get information. You'll get passion. And of course, that's what you want, right? Don't you want honesty? You want truth. Occasionally, he'll throw some people down on the ground, step on them, keep it moving. Cause that's what he does, folks. That's why he's King David. But brother, I'm going to send you the link tonight. I'll email you as I always do.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to you joining us again. You come in half an hour, good 2 hour show in and out tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Try my best, Boom. My wife be home by that time. She'd be probably trying to kill me, but I'm gonna try my best.
Crispy. Even if you got 15 minutes to drop your bars, you get out there, you talk about Hiroki Totoki, because of course it's okie dokie, and we go.
I mean, let's be honest. I used to do 8 podcasts a week at some points, so I do have a wifey material involved in my life, so yeah. I get you, King.
Yeah, you understand, absolutely. Right?
Again, for me, it's 2 hours and out because Mrs. Boom wants to watch her Korean dramas, and she's waiting there watching. So that's why we try to do 2 hours in and out. And we're gonna get that done tonight, but we're gonna have a good time.
I just want to say thank you for Crispy Bond for coming through. I didn't think I'll see you today, brother. And it's always a pleasure every time I get a chance to talk with the best voice. I mean, It's between you and Fonz. You guys are definitely tearing it up, and I don't know why.
I like Fonz too. So.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys are not doing voiceovers for some of my greatest characters. We need to get y'all agents. I don't know what's going on, but I love it.
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of the best voices, Crispy Bomb, obviously, Celebrand, brother. Where can people follow you on social media? Get the crispy truth that you're known for, and more importantly, what else you got going on, sir?
I mean, let's be honest, dude. Like, Boom, I love you. You always give me a chance. You know what I mean? And I don't do all this stuff. I don't do all this stuff. I don't make a podcast happen. Like, especially off the whim. Like, come on. Like, this was amazing. The chat was great.
Chat was awesome. Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't look at anybody else like side eye, nothing. Like, you know, you have your questions, by all means. Let's go. Like, at the end of the day, Microsoft's doing things different. But
yeah.
Like I said, they're just not too far ahead this time.
They're right on point.
And you can't hate it. You don't like it. That's cool. All right. But don't act like my relevance is no better than yours. Like, come on, dude. We got to be honest here. Like, everybody has their opinion. But I'm going to tell you right now, we grew up in a different time. And some of us are like, hey, I do remember playing in the arcade and not caring about who made what. That's on you. If you care about that so much, that's on you. But it's at Chris Baum on X, not Twitter, I guess, anymore. I don't know. Chris Baum 28 Xbox Live. Yeah, I don't play as many games as you think I do, but I'm always a Gears fan, and I play Gears like nobody else.
Indeed you do.
You can find me on Breakfast of Boom Friday, 10 a.m. I will be there. Maybe we'll have more to talk about.
I'm sure we will. Yeah, it's only Wednesday, folks. We have a lot to get into. I'm literally writing both shows as we speak. But again,
check
thank your
phone,
you.
Boom.
Oh, okay, hold on. There it is. Let me check it. Big thank you to everyone that tuned in for today. We had 1,100 people here. Thank you so much for that. Of course, this is Double Barrel Gaming. I am Mr. Boomstick XL. This was the breaking news special. And don't forget, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Primetime Gaming is live. And we have a guest list of guest lists. And of course, before you get on out of here, folks, hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. Share it out if you're feeling extra generous. And of course, a big thank you to all of the outstanding super chats and channel memberships that have continued to come in. We are obviously incredibly humbled by the ridiculous support, and that's why we do the big giveaways. And this year, folks, we are giving away over $3,500 in 4 contests. And all you got to do is just tune in and be in the chat for your chance to win one of the crazy prizes. And you know something? Here's a little piece of thing that no other podcast do. If you are outside of the Americas, we will represent you and send you your prize. Now, granted, the only way we're going to do it is through PayPal, but ask anyone that lived outside the country. And we had 6 of the 12 winners for the $1,500 giveaway that we did this December were outside of the country, and we sent the winnings. That we only use PayPal because it keeps Mrs. Boom and I our finances safe. And of course, obviously, if you support the channel, even if you're outside of the Americas, we're going to support you as well. And of course, folks, I'm going to close out today's show with something that's incredibly important to me. Hopefully one day be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught us when we were kids. And he would say, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. Tune in to the next breaking news special, and we'll see you tonight on Primetime Gaming. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah.